Southwest Germany is our destination for today's GeoQuiz. We're looking for the largest city in the state of Hesse. The city is on the Main River. It's known as Germany's financial hub. In fact, some refer to its business district as Mainhattan. The city has other attractions. For instance, the steeple on St. Bartholomew's Cathedral soars some 300 feet high in the sky. Today, though, we're looking at the city's financial temples, in particular, the European Central Bank. Can you name Germany's financial capital? We're back with the answer and a performance later in the program. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Back now to our GeoQuiz today. We're looking for a major city in southwest Germany. The answer, Frankfurt. It's Germany's financial capital and the seat of the European Central Bank. These days, Germans are not too happy about having to bail out their Eurozone neighbor, Greece. Reporter Caitlin Carroll recently met up with members of a German arts collective who want to give a Greek perspective on Europe's debt crisis.
Господи!
It's early evening outside the European Central Bank in Frankfurt. Tall bank towers surround a small courtyard where Occupy protesters have camped out for the past few months. Around 50 people stand, warming their hands at fires and trash cans. A small video screen shows images of protests. Then a guy gets up to explain the impact of the austerity measures in Greece.
Das Memorandum, das zweite Memorandum, wie es hier immer heißt, Memorandum of Economic and Financial Policies.
Ted Geyer is a member of Schwabengrad Ballet. It's an activist arts group based in Hamburg that has staged street performances on gentrification and globalization. Now their focus is Greece.
The most necessary thing, I think, is to broadcast this kind of alternative view of what is happening in Greece.
The alternative view is that average Greeks are not to blame for the current crisis. Geyer says this contradicts what he often hears in the German media, that Greeks wouldn't be in this situation if they just worked harder. The Schwabengrad Ballet wanted to portray a broader perspective, so they decided to go to Greece.
We spoke with neighborhood activists, we spoke with unionists, filmmakers, policemen.
They wanted to hear the Greek people's story, but Geyer says they often found themselves instead being quizzed by Greeks about Germany's approach to the debt crisis.
Always. It didn't stop. Every taxi driver, you have this kind of conversation.
Now that the group is back in Germany, the conversation doesn't seem much more harmonious. The music outside the European Central Bank is a mix of protest sounds recorded in Greece. The Schwabengrad members wear signs saying things like poverty made in Germany and hands off people's property in Greece. Some people in suits stand on the steps of the bank. They look puzzled. Ross Williams, who's British, is heading home after work.
But there's a lot of noise. I don't know. It seemed crazy.
And does this make him think about Greece differently?
No, I think they've been bailed out a lot of times now. I think people need to sort themselves out, but all this is just mad.
Others took a more positive view. Elizabeth Hahn came specifically to see the show. She likes that the group connected with Greek activists.
I think it was very good that some engaged, critical thinking person went to Athens to participate in what was going on there as Germans.
But Hahn thinks the group could have made their performance more accessible to a broader audience.
If I look around at the people participating here, I think, okay, they're interested, but it's like the usual left thinkers.
Ted Geyer says he thinks this performance does more than preach to the converted.
In this case, there are not so many converted anyway, because us on the left, people are not so interested in economics in general often.
Geyer says solving the euro crisis is complicated, of course, but he wants more activists to become educated about the topic. So even if the Schwabengrad Ballet's performance isn't heard by those inside the ECB, he hopes it will at least educate those camped out front. For The World, I'm Caitlin Carroll in Frankfurt.
I'm under control of a mighty force. Keep slipping me through imaginary doors. I'm under control of a mighty force. Somebody get me off.
Pressing me down.